Where's my pina colada?
Oh, you know what it sounds like? Sex in the City.
Yes.
I'm not giving you that either. I'm working on that now.
What, Sex or the City?
I got the city part down.
Hello, welcome to another Skein
After Skein
episode 10.
Woo!
I am Eve.
I am Michelle.
And we have Skein 3 sitting right here.
Trying to get on top of the desk because he sees I have candy.
And we are actually live from the craft room today.
Yes.
Versus the kitchen where we usually, so we hopefully may have a little bit less echo.
Because there's a lot more crap in here than there is in the dining room.
It's cool. It's all cool. How are you?
I'm good. I was sick earlier this week. Like, it was so foul. Like, I had a head cold, like a really bad head cold that I think I got from, I was having dinner with Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Lisa. If I say it three times, it cancels it out that you said Jill first.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Okay, well, I was out to dinner with Jill, and, this goes along with my story. No. Okay. So you know I'm a huge fan of Burn Notice, right? Like, I love Burn Notice.
Right, that TV show?
Yes.
Did you see the guy from Burn Notice?
No, but close. So I go to the Culver City Mall before I was meeting up with Joe. And
Culver City Mall?
What is that? Fox Hills.
Oh, okay.
They get my eyebrows done. I forgot to get my eyebrows done for the weekend. There was a couple places I went to stop and check out some stuff. And I got my eyebrows done. I went to Sephora. And I was walking back to the store called Carol Starter. They sell black hair, you know, stuff. Curly hair stuff. And I'm walking back and I see this guy with this kid and we kind of make eye contact. You know, black people, you see each other like, hey, how you doing? And I said, hey to him. He said, hey back. And then we walk by each other. I'm like, where do I know him from?
Oh,
where do
no.
I know him from? Where do I know him from? I'm like, in my little mind, I'm going through my little file cabinet on Burn Notice. I call my dad. I go, do you remember the guy? I go, do you remember the episode where there's the music mogul and someone's taking his money and it looks like the accountant's doing it, but he's not doing it? He's like, yeah. I go, ran into the accountant. I go, I saw him. Are you kidding? I go, I totally saw him. I go, I can't go stalking him because he was with this kid and I don't want to be a crazy fangirl in the mall either. I said, but I remember him because, you know, that's one of my favorite episodes of the show. So I go into Carol's Daughter. I talk to the girl there. Da, da, da. I walk out and I turn to leave and he's right in front of me.
Maybe he was stalking you.
That would have been awesome, but he's married. With children.
That has not stopped many men in the past.
So he's in front of me. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's him. So I like cut through a jewelry store so I can get some distance and I'm looking out. And he goes to walk out the same exit where I'm going. And so just as we walk out, I go, excuse me. I go, were you on Burn Notice? He goes, yeah. I go, man, I am a fan. He goes, oh, that's cool. I go, check this. I go, seasons. Now he's only been on the show twice. Okay.
Right.
I go, seasons 2 and 5, right? He goes, oh my God. He goes, you are a fan. I was like that. And we talked for a second. Totally cool. He writes for the show on top of being in it. And he's like, yeah, I started out as an actor and I started writing. To which I said, I know, because I realized that happened. And so, but I didn't say it really out loud because I didn't want to think I was crazy.
I know. I saw that when I stalked you. When I looked with my binoculars in the bushes in front of your house.
The reason why I know that is because I remember his name. When you have the DVDs, you can watch with the director talking over it.
Oh, right.
They had him talking on it on that particular episode because he was in that episode. And I remember his name. But I remember seeing it coming up in the, you know, later episodes. I was like, oh, he's writing for the show and he's acting on it. And so, and we were talking, I was like, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. We talked for a little bit. He goes, you know what? He goes, you made my day. Which totally made my day.
Cool.
I rode on a high the whole time. So I go meet up with Jill. Jill and I are talking. Well, I'm tired of being the frumpy friend. So I have a cute little top on, little flip flops on. Yeah, we sat outside. I was sick by the next day.
Nice.
But I look cute when I ran into someone from a TV show that I love, and that's what really counts.
That was an adventure.
My hair looked good, my eyebrows were done.
Nice, good for you.
But yeah, so I'm still riding high about that because he was actually really, really nice. And like I said, he's on one of my favorite shows. He's a really great actor, so I was really happy.
And he's not a main character, so he really was probably flattered by you.
And the fact that I knew what that was like season 2, and if I thought hard enough about it, I could tell him what episode it was. episode 6, or at least this 2 in season 2, and like this 3 in season 5. You know? But I try not to be completely fangirl, but yeah.
Well, Lisa and I also had an adventure since Jill and you had an adventure.
That was just my adventure. Jill wasn't with me.
All right. Well, Lisa and I decided on Saturday to go to the Fairview Knitters meeting.
Right.
And we went, and nobody was there. It was just the two of us. And we were like, okay.
Were you guys there on the wrong weekend?
No. It was the 5th, the extra one.
Right.
And I don't know, whatever, nobody came, you know, and we're like, okay, we could have just gone downstairs and sat on your balcony. It would have saved us half an hour drive to
$5 gallon gas.
Right. Well, actually, Melody and Karina showed up, so.
So was this the 4 of you guys?
It was the 4 of you. The four of us. That was the adventure. I think you win.
I win. I like winning.
So, talking of winning, I made 3 bags and 2 squares for my mystery gan.
Yeah.
Afghan, can you top it?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't make all 3 of my bags in one day. And I don't know if that's topping it or not with your sense.
Strategy.
That was such a bullshit strategy. Please admit that there were some tiny flaws in said strategy.
The strategy was perfect.
Uh-huh.
I thought about it all month, and on the 30th, I made 3 bags. And I actually liked the bags. The one of them, the tote, in all honesty, to be fair, if it were a different fabric, and if it were round on the bottom, and if it were a different pattern,
right,
it might have turned out better. It was good. It passed. It fulfilled all. It met the needs of the challenge.
I was sick that day. And I got up, and all I had left to do was to put the straps on this, iron it, and take pictures. And I went back to sleep.
Oh, wait a minute. I got challenged. I got double challenge on the challenge. Somebody in their sick delirium sent me a text message.
Oh, damn, that's right.
Uh-huh. Wait, let me find that
text message. I'll tell you what it said.
Where is it?
In my delirium of being sick
and
drugged up.
In her sickness, she said.
And it was hot.
Bailey.
She's scrolling on her fancy phone.
Well, I can't find it. Load earlier messages. Hey, here we go.
What it said was, I bet you can't do this. Ha ha ha. In your face. I challenge you, if you get all 3 bags done,
I'll get something.
The challenge was, if she didn't finish, she had to buy me Stroll from Knit Picks. And if she did finish, I had to buy her
Stroll from Knit Picks. I bet you a skein of Knit Picks Stroll, you don't make it.
I'm negative.
You are all
and bitchy.
7 exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Where's my Stroll? Hand it over.
You can pick out whatever color you want.
Where's
your
stash?
Oh, hell no. You cannot go through my stash.
Yeah. All right. So what did you finish?
I finished my tote bag.
Mm-hmm.
Party challenge, which I love. Look at it.
Which
is away.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. You can also see all the bags that both of us made and a bunch of other people in the back challenge thread on Ravelry.
And you can see our bags on our websites.
On our blogs.
She did hers all in one, mine are 3 back to back. Here's the thing with my bag. What had happened was I had bought some material and then decided I didn't want to use it because the pattern was too big for the size of the bag. So I went and bought more material. But what that caused was for me to fall in love with some very expensive material. The exterior material, now keep in mind, I bought a yard of each. The exterior material was $45 a yard. The interior was $25. Granted, I had coupons. It still made me cry a little bit.
That's expensive.
But upholstery,
some of us just half the money and the others just.
Yeah,
I'm
a trust fund baby. Mm-hmm.
Trust fund baby.
I'm poor now. I'm like,
hand over the stroll before you go completely broke.
Oh, no, I'm broke now. Because my first Wi-Fi bill came in, and because I had to pay for all the stuff and all that shit.
When you said Wi-Fi, I said my first wife. I'm like, what?
No.
Sister wife.
No. My first 3, I am now a 3G hotspot. the first month, even though I get 50 of it back, cost me $180. Please use it, because I haven't used it. Please use it.
Wow.
So I love my bag, but the thing about upholstery fabric is very wide. Mm-hmm. So I have a good piece. Like, I can make a number of other things with what I have left.
Another bag?
Oh, yeah, I could probably print out another bag. It won't be that size, but
I'll take another bag instead of the stroll.
Why is everyone on my job for bags?
Because that bag is beautiful.
Charlotte tried to steal it and take it home last night. She had it on her head sitting in my living room.
And
I did my last, between the last time you guys heard from me and today, I cranked out one more dishcloth for our swap, so I was not one short.
Yes, we completed the dishcloth swap, and you won't hear about it until a year from now.
No.
You might hear about the scrubby swap. We're doing this dishcloth swap,
but we probably won't bring that up until
that we have. Also, we started doing last year our annual Winter Wonder Scrubby Land or whatever it's called.
But it's much smaller.
Three scrubbies, send them in, get three different ones back. It's
small. We'll advertise more after October.
Yeah,
but that's all I got for finished objects. But that was look at it again. You want to touch it? You can touch it.
You made one bag and one dishcloth. I made three bags.
Do I have to bring up that this is fully lined?
One of my bags is also
my
fully lined.
My coat bag is fully lined.
My zipper pouch is fully lined.
Face.
It's beautiful.
Interface.
All right.
Do I need to get fancy?
I still win. I made more than you did.
Oh my God, you did not make more than I did. I just paced myself with
my
strategy.
Bags, and I made a couple of squares for that mystery Afghan. And when we talk squares, these squares are like
colossal.
20 inches.
Do you see my child?
No, but that's. No, he's sitting out there. He's tired.
Okay, good. Because you ran him to death before we started recording.
I figured I'd make the dog tired. So, talking of the bag challenge, thank you everybody for participating.
We love you.
That was Sherry Hardy, Craft Girl 78, Frosty Knit, Baker Girl 10, Misdemeanor, Squee, Trumko, E. Catherine for Love, EMB Queen, Karen B. Pike, Angel Ellens, Nappy, Molly O'Malley, Eileen 647, and Simply Nelly. The bags are gorgeous. Everybody,
there's some
great
really great
job.
Bags up there.
It was very inspiring, and some of the fabric is just amazing.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was with all the circles. My sister in Circle Land. Yeah.
Circles is a different thread.
Is
oh,
it?
Oh, we have a thread now that's called
Oh, I'm sewing.
So What Are You Up To? So if you sew anything and you want to share it, just throw it on our So What Are You Up To thread
that's
on
right.
Ravelry.
We like circles.
So thanks all for participating. Fun. Thank
yes,
you.
Thanks for getting involved
totally
in our
cool.
crazy. Because that was pretty, that's this whole thing started as a challenge to me, from me to Eve, because I'm a pain in the ass. And I'm sitting at work one day, I'm like, I'm going to challenge her.
It's my water.
The fancy water. I can't drink that stuff. It makes me gassy. It really does, but it's so good.
It's the Trader Joe's sparkling water that when you open it, spills all over you.
Oh, speaking of water, I bought fancy water. I went to the reason why I was at Sephora at the mall is because I wanted some Avion aerosols
to spray on.
Spray my face.
Oh.
I bought two of the little the travel size. Yeah, they were $14 for water.
All right.
But I look stunning in the afternoon at work.
And you looked good when you ran into the guy from Burn Notice.
Damn straight I did.
Totally worth it.
It was so worth it.
All right. Works in progress.
If anyone knows him, that'd be awesome. Just let me know, because he's really cool and looks like he lives out here, so. Yay me.
Yay. We'll link
I'm not
to
trying to stalk him because I want him or anything like that, because he is married and he has children. I respect that. But he seemed really cool.
We'll link a picture to him on the site.
All right. He's cutie.
Works in progress. What are you working on?
I have one work in progress, because as I'm trying to avoid your strategy of waiting till the last day of wrap that shit up.
I don't think I can do this strategy with this.
You can do it.
Not
on
this project.
Why not? All you can do is look at how much progress. Look at how much progress I've made.
Oh my God, you're almost done.
I'm almost done. This is all I have. I'm sorry. This is talking about my Piper's Journey.
Piper's Journey.
Shawl.
Shawl. in green. That everybody probably knows because so many people have been making this one.
And it looks tiny, but it blocks out
it
Colossal.
It is tiny.
But it's garter, so it's going to block out. Hey, what are you doing?
Blocking.
And there are a lot of sharp sticks in here. And I might attack dog if you just stroll back in here. But I was like, God, this is taking forever. And trust me, it looks tiny before you put this on there. I was like, oh my God, it's so small.
Right, the inside only.
It looked even smaller. And I was like, oh, but as you do the... Is he accosting you?
It's fine.
Okay. Haley, such a dirty dog. But as you do the
lace
edging,
yeah,
it stretches it out a little bit. Because here's the problem. You have 240 plus stitches on here.
Oof.
Okay. And you only pick up one row per every two rows of lace. So, and there's only a handful of lace, what you call it, the rows and lace pattern. So this takes, for the last couple of rows of this, you're like, oh God, 200 and blah, blah, blah. Took forever. And then this, but I've made significant progress.
So you first knit the inner part and then you go around on the outside?
Yeah, you
pick
it up.
Okay, interesting.
It's really, really brilliant because once you're done, you don't have to go and
right.
bind off.
Right.
You bind off what? However many stitches you have
right.
there. Like once you're done, you're done. But this is literally 2.5 skeins because this is 2 skeins in what I've used out of this.
What yarn did you use?
Ooh, Quince & Company.
Okay.
In Chickadee. I love it. It is a sport weight. It is fabulous.
It's very, very pretty.
Yeah, so I've been working exclusively on this, just chugging along. I have my little index cards that you laugh at me about, which work for me, where I write out my lace repeats, I cross them off as I go, and I wrote down all the ones I have left. I had 16 lace repeats to go.
Oh.
And once I'm done, I'm going to block this bitch out. It's going to be fabulous. I'm like trying, like I'm being monogamous. I keep looking at other stuff. I'm like, Gotta work it out because I'm gonna wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up. Because I am working and I haven't even started picking up my central properly. I picked it up yesterday and looked up that I need to find my size 8 needles that are on some other project somewhere. So I've made some progress. I'll start this weekend. I have to get this done. This has to be done on the 15th. Today's the 5th. I have 10 days. To get that done.
And you cannot wait to the 14th to
and
do
I'm,
it.
No, not with that.
That
well, the 14th is a Sunday, right?
Yes.
A Saturday or something.
So you could wait till like the
12th. Theoretically, I could, you know.
God. That's a horrible strategy. You're like up all weekend.
I don't think I'm going to do that strategy with this. Because
it was flawed.
It was not flawed. It's perfect.
It's questionable at best.
So then the other thing I'm working on is
you know
to,
I'm never going to let you live that down, right?
That strategy is perfect. I get my 3 bags and you owe me a skein of straw.
How are you
going to get
winning
any
something from this? I don't understand. It's like, God, this sucks. But go ahead.
Then the next thing I'm working on is the Mystery Afghan. It's the September Morning Mystery Afghan, which I've been doing for a month since it's October, but we haven't gotten all the clues yet. I'm also got an email from somebody with clue 1 of a hat. And I'm like, oh crap,
oh
I
my
must
God,
have
just
signed.
Say no, crack addict.
No, I signed up for it, like, and given them all my information. I'm like, and that was, it took me forever to figure out. I'm like, who is that? What did I sign up for? So I'm working that. I'm also doing one of the Mystery 220 items,
you're
but that's
mess.
Only 50 yards of material, so that's going to be tiny. And I have to finish my master's level 1 stuff.
All right, you want to go double for nothing for the wrap this shit up?
No. I can't.
Two hanks of straw.
For my Central Park hoodie?
For your
hoodie?
Central Park hoodie.
You're on.
So that means you don't get anything now. To get something, you have to get...
If I get it done, I'll
get
two.
If or you
not,
owe me two.
I owe you two. You're on.
Sweet.
Everybody heard it. Two skeins of scroll. Scroll.
I got me some scroll.
Scroll, y'all. So that's actually our wrap that shit up challenge status, I guess, for both of us. Damn, you know I'm gonna sit tonight and finish the hood at least.
You got to.
And
no, I'm gonna turn this into like, okay, triple or nothing. Knit a car cozy.
We're like framed. Tired.
We're like six hanks of stroll in. Because all it does is motivate you. And I'm an idiot.
Hey, what am I going to do with my two skeins of stroll? How many skeins of stroll do I
you
need
can do
for
your
a
my
sweater?
Hoe. You can do my
How far can I push this?
Hey, I'm an idiot. Just keep it going. I sign up for shit like crazy too. Because I'm telling you, if you give me on the right day, I'm like, that sounds legit. Let's do this. 5 skeins of stroll. $100
What do we have next? We have that Wrap That Shit Up Challenge.
And then the four.
That's going to end on October 15th.
Yep.
And then on October 15th to November 15th, I think we're going to do the Fnoro count.
Sounds like a disease.
The Fnoro.
I'm sorry, man, but you have Forno.
Fnoro.
That doesn't sound good either. Sounds like you still need a shot.
So, the Fnoro count. Let's explain this in case you haven't heard of it. We are using the fake Noro. It's a Noro scarf. We'll link to the pattern so that people can prepare. And it's a Noro. They use Noro in the original pattern. We're using the fake Noro.
And pattern really is, you know, it really is loosely describing. I mean, basically.
Like two lines of pattern.
And here's the thing. I can tell you the pattern because it is free. I can tell you the pattern right now. All right. You're going to get you 2 skeins. Of Noro, if you're living crazy,
or Fnoro, which is
Red
Heart
Boutique treasure, or any self-striping yarn that's preferably worsted weight, unless you're feeling crazy. Cast on 39, 1x1 ribbon, 2 stripes of each colorway. Boom, done.
All right.
Wait.
You have to repeat that. That would be a very short scarf.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on.
You have to repeat it like 400 times,
yes.
Right?
So you want to cast on 39, US size 7s if you're using worsted weight, no need for age. 1x1 ribbing, you want 2 stripes of each colorway, and here's the only thing. It says, slip purl rise, the first and last stitch, or as I wrote, stick, on in the second row of every stripe.
Okay.
And that's it.
And how many repeats do you do?
So you run out of yarn.
All right.
Or until it's long enough for you, or you decide, you know.
Yours is going to look awesome because you have one very bright color and one darker color.
Awesome.
And I have that same darker color that you have, but I'm
mixing. Oh, that's what you're pairing it with black?
Same one with black. So that's going to be very
subtle. Mine is not subtle.
Yours is not subtle at all.
Nothing
I wonder,
about
yours
really
probably
is
going to look better.
It's going to be awesome.
Because when I was in the store, I was looking for half an hour just staring at those. I think this one goes excellent with it, but I didn't want to take it because you had it. I didn't want to make the same thing.
That's fine.
So then I took the black with it.
And just so you guys know, I have the Red Heart Boutique Treasures in Spectrum.
An abstract.
So you can look at it. It's pretty. The
or,
abstract
as
is,
they say in French, abstract.
Oh, and
abstracto in Spanish or Italian or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
switch.
Peso netto.
Or just LOT 68000. But I like it, and I'm thinking about making a My Hope out of this yarn. Not a My Hope, another Lala Simple Shawl. Because I don't know how to say another shawl because I have a problem. You know why? Because my church is cold like a Las Vegas casino floor. It is freaking freezing in my church.
Mm.
And I have my Lala shawl with me, wrapped it around all cute. I was like, I am pleasantly warm and comfortable. Praise Jesus.
And so
it was awesome.
Make another one out of Fnoro?
I think I'm going to make another one out of Fnoro. I think it'll be really pretty because the first one I did was self-striping with Noro. With real Noro.
We should submit that name to Red Heart. You should call this
Red Heart doesn't they don't Noro respond to my emails.
Right, to ask me at first.
Because I don't write the most, you know, hey, this color sucks.
That color is really ugly. I'm just wondering, how did you come up with that?
What crack are you smoking when you did that?
So coming back to the challenges, we finished this back challenge. It was awesome. We're doing wrap that shit up.
Wrap
just
it
gonna
up.
Get me another skin of Stroll.
We'll see.
And then we'll have the Fnoral.
Fnoral. We'll figure out some sort of challenge. That will be on me because you know how I am about wrapping up scars. I'm like, oh, it's a cow.
All right.
It's a cow. No time for the shit.
So,
I have that tendency.
Are you reading anything book-wise? Did you finish the 50 Shades of Snow?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God. You know, what was the scariest part of these three books?
Okay, for those who are reading it and you don't want a spoiler alert, turn it off for a few minutes because I have a comment about the end of that book.
I have a comment about the last
So force that forward. For like 2 minutes.
Last two lines of the book where she says, this is the end,
or maybe not.
And I'm like, oh no, you're not going to write it.
She's
going to
write it from his point of view. She's going to, because that's what the Twilight Lady was doing before her manuscript leaked, before she was done. She was writing that book from the main vampire's point of view, and she hadn't decided what she was going to do. And someone leaked it out, and she got pissed, and she decided not to finish it.
I have to say this once more. I liked the Twilight books very, very much.
I can't say very, very much, but I really did.
Unfortunately, we
Twilight.
Won't get that book. Fortunately, we won't get another movie because those movies are horrible.
But this is, okay, close your ears for spoiler alerts. This is my problem with the end of that book. For all the, excuse my language, for all the kinky fuckery, as they called it in the book, when she was pregnant, quote unquote, dude, because I freaking love that, but I did not come up with that. When she was pregnant with their second child, with their daughter, and she makes the comment, ooh, our daughter likes to have sex too. I was like, whoa, that is kinky. That's a little out there. I mean, for all the shit they did, I was like, oh, nasty. Come on. I mean, it's fine. I'm not saying don't have sex when you're pregnant. Just don't talk about it like your kid was there enjoying it with you, because that is so bad. Oh my, that, of all the shit they did, that was the one thing that unnerved me a little bit. And I was reading it at work, walking in front of my building. I was like, oh God, that's all you hear.
That's funny.
That was so wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong. Oh God. It's
over.
Oh, I'm so, when I was clicking through and I got to that last page, I was like, I'm dead! Oh my God! I can move on with
and everybody listening to this show right now is like,
thank God!
I don't talk about this anymore.
I'm going to retire my Kindle for a minute because I have a hardback copy of Catching Fire. Ooh, someone's giving me kisses.
Hello.
Kisses! Come here. And I'm going to actually read a book.
Do you even know how to handle those anymore?
No, there's this thing about turning pages. I don't even know what that's about. Hey, Bailey, come here. Give me some
loving. So I'm reading a book called
Come on.
Let's Pretend This Never Happened by Jenny Larson, and I think you were the one who suggested
it. Which I was trying to get to, but I was stuck
I
in
read
friggin-
it, and I'm reading it. I'm about, like, whatever, halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by the way. It's fun. It's fun, but it gets old, you know? It's like, you can only take, like, a couple pages, then it's like, okay, bored with it, next. It's funny, though. I mean, she's got some good humor there, you know?
Don't even think about it.
So, anyways, that's the reading. I need to read something else.
You have anything to say, Bailey? He's, like, half standing on the table.
Next to the computer.
You have something to say?
Shell, what shall we do next? Shall we do the book review?
No, you know what? I want to know, what the hell is your pet peeve that I did?
The pet peeve on Ravelry. It's so annoying. And yes, I'm talking to you, Ms.
I know, because I saw the
talking
notes this morning and I was like, what the hell?
Okay, English language.
Oh,
we're not talking about Arabic. We're talking English, right?
Yes.
You start on the top left, read to the right,
say that.
And then you go down line by line, right? Arabic, you start on the right, read to the left, whatever.
I did this.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your notes in Ravelry. Why are they upside down? Why is the newest one on top and the latest one on bottom? Everything you read, any book you read, you start with the old stuff
on top. Oh, there's a reason for that, sweetheart.
And read down. It's so irritating. If I want to read your notes, I have to scroll down and then read upwards, which I'm not used to.
That I'm charging you with all the things.
But
there's a reason why I did it.
And I've been watching.
Clearly,
most,
you don't care what it is. You just want to complain about it.
Most people, I've been watching this around, where there is a small group of people who does it. They write their notes upside down, like, we're now inventing a new language. Most people do them the right way. I stopped reading notes that are not in chronological order. Why are you doing this?
I won't read notes that aren't.
Well, fine, don't read my notes.
I know, because I'm like, oh, God, I gotta scroll all the way to the bottom and see how this turns out. But one, because when you go through the projects, you know, when you can look at everyone's projects, when you look at everyone's projects, I want to see what your final notes are. Like, if you have problems, that's going to be, like, if you have major problems, most people wait till they get to the end and go, oh, you know, I decided to change this when I got midway through, blah, 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 and it tended to work out really well. And you can see that when you're going through the project pages without having to open it. So if you had a problem that I'm having, I can see it by just
getting through. But if I want to read your whole process through the thing, you're giving me the end of the book at the very beginning,
yes,
and I'm screwed.
Yes. Well, you know how it ends because there's a picture of how it ends. And my pictures are also...
And what's the second reason? That's it? You said you have two reasons.
Well, now I'm just going to do it to mess with you.
I'm going to call...
Oh, the second reason was because it's my damn project page and I can't do it how
I
want to.
I'm going to contact Casey. He needs to make a law about this.
You know, because it's really aggravating for me because I want to see this, like... A lot of times I go through project pages just to see final comments, to see, like, if I'm deciding to do something...
But a lot of people also write their projects, okay, I got to the left front and the stitches there and there are wrong.
But they usually
you know,
do a final synopsis, like, what's the word I'm looking for, a final summary in the very last one. And if that's your top one, that's going to be the thing I see first.
Oh, I hate it.
I don't care. Look at these faces. Do we look like we care?
Okay, I'm not going to read.
Let's give her a face. Let's give her a face.
Oh, he looks like he's been squished.
He is being squished.
Anyways, this is my pet peeve.
I cannot believe.
People, write your notes.
How you want
write
to.
A book.
How it is fine for you.
Don't give away the ending.
We
the
know the
beginning.
Ending. You took a picture because it drives me nuts when people don't put their finished project picture as their main picture. And so I'm looking and I'm almost like...
Right, okay, that is another
see,
one. If you upload, then if you have it on your project and it's finished, well, put the finished object
your
on there. Don't
see, picture first.
Don't leave the one skein of yarn that you started with.
There was Crafty Girl. She's the one that is her and Dana from Just One More Row are doing they're doing that whole fiber...
Oh, I don't know.
I can't think of the name of the group right now, but it's Dana from Just More Row and Crafty Girl. They're doing their little thing. And Crafty Girl was working on a shawl that I wanted to see how it was going to come out in Dana's yarn. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. This shit has been done. She never moved her project. So one day I happen to look, I'm like, wait a second, she has three photos. Ah, damn, she's been done with it.
No, the reason why I think you should have your latest finished project picture is because people don't go into the project. It just scrolls through.
Yeah.
So you see it. You know you want to see it. That's
and
different.
I feel the same way about the notes.
No, the notes is different. You're wrong.
There is no wrong or right way.
You're wrong.
You and Karina told me what I can and cannot do on my projects.
What did Karina tell you?
Well, she's still mad that I turned that scarf into a cow.
And that was not fair.
She didn't even finish hers.
And who won?
You're the only one that finished a full scarf. I turned mine into a cow. She changed hers into worsted weight and made it way more spectacular than both of ours.
But
she never finished it. And if she did, she finished it after you and after I decided... Life is too long to make a scarf that A was way horrible and that could be turned into a cute cow.
It wasn't way horrible.
Oh,
actually,
the way the
I
no,
mean, you
the
mean
way
to
that,
make?
Yes.
Yeah, it looked really nice in
the
end,
cool.
I think, you know.
But the way
I gave it to my mom.
The way they wrote that it had to do that cable was annoying.
It was a cable that had seed stitch in between.
Which was cool. It was very cool looking. But the way they had to cross it was ridiculous. And I got annoyed very fast, and
well,
I have better things
to
knit.
What was horrible was that pattern, and I don't remember the pattern.
Lion Brand, mixed media.
And what was horrible with it was
it's beautiful,
that
though.
It had like, what, five different rows, and I, and you had like 100 repeats of those five rows, and I could not remember the pattern till the very end. I had to always read each, I mean.
And that's why I knit so slow, and that's why Piper Sherry is taking me so long, because I can't memorize patterns like that. What's that look for? You want me to go? Give me kisses.
Well, anyways, anyhow.
All right, we have a book review.
All right, let's go on.
Put my child down.
We got a book and...
Oh, or do you want to do my purchase?
What purchase?
I have a purchase.
Oh, tell the purchase first.
Okay.
And then the book.
So I was... Okay, let me get my child off my lap.
And by child, she means the puppy.
All right, so I was on Etsy, not working, one day, and I was looking, I was just randomly looking through, and I came across this sign, and I totally had to have it. I didn't care if I had to pay like $5 to get it shipped from Canada. It is my new mantra. It's basically carpe diem, but I like the way she said it better. Every day, roll out of bed and make a conscious decision to punch that day right in the throat.
Nice.
Because I tell people all the time, I'm going to punch you right in the throat, square in the esophagus.
Well, she says punch today, not a person, you know. Just make sure you read that correctly before you go out in the world punching people in the throat.
Oh, I told my coworkers, I'm going to punch you square in the esophagus if you don't stop your shenanigans.
Nice.
Oh, all my coworkers, my entire group was gone yesterday. I was the only one there for like my whole side. Like there was no one else. There was one manager and he was gone half the day. And like it was so gone that I could listen to my music with my headphones off and dance around because there was no one there.
Nice.
And they came back today, and the guy sits next to me goes, "Oh, did you miss us?" I go, "Honestly, no." I go, "It was awesome.
That's
I had to listen to y'all, and I got to do what I needed to do without
y'all
sitting
there." Where
did
they go?
They went to something in Santa Monica.
Oh, and you were left behind.
I was not invited.
Stepchild.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was the designers were there. Administration was there, like the 2 feet. They all.
Why did they not invite you?
Because apparently,
because you punch people in the throat.
Well, they shouldn't piss me off. I wouldn't punch them in the throat. Square in the esophagus, assholes. But
yeah.
No, apparently my boss felt that I didn't need to go because it was about design, and I was like, whatever. It would have been interesting. Hey, stop chewing on my... Start talking about the book.
Well, all right. Yes, ma'am, before
hey.
You punch me in the throat. Okay.
Don't eat my house.
So we got a book review today. And the book is called Holiday Boutique Knitting, Inspired Holiday Decor and Gifts to Knit by Mary Jean Daigneault.
Sorry.
Daigneault. Daigneault. French. Daigneault.
She's a cutie, too.
She's very cute, yeah. She's very nice.
She's very nice.
So,
she did a beautiful job on this book, too.
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's a book of accessories, not accessories to wear, but home
accessories. There are a couple of wearable things.
A couple of wearable things.
For the holidays.
But it's all about holiday, and it's October, so the holidays are coming soon.
Now let us be really honest up front, neither one of us are big holiday decorator type, like.
Yeah.
The holidays come and go through my house, and you would never know.
I think this is the big... caveat or whatever it is, the big elephant with this book is if you're into decorating, then this is an absolutely beautiful book.
Awesome book for you.
It's got 23
and there's a couple
patterns
of things that make me want to decorate.
It's got
I'm
some patterns that I actually like. I don't decorate at all. We haven't had a Christmas tree in years. I just don't do that, you know. But people who do that, this has got some great stuff in it. There is several sections in there. One is Christmas decor, stockings, home decor, wreath, trees, and apparel, and beanie and stocking
cap.
Okay,
what was your favorite section?
My favorite...
Because I have a very favorite
section. I don't know if there's a section.
I freaking love all the wreaths.
The wreath. And I have three patterns in here that I'm like, okay, I love this. One is the round pillow, the modern dot pillow. It's a round pillow made out of fun fur or something fluffy. It's really cool.
It
doesn't have to be Christmas. It's just a red pillow, which is pretty awesome. The second one I marked that I like is the pom-pom wreath.
I love that one.
So cool.
I totally wrote that one down,
pom-pom wreath. It's just... What is it? Pom-pom wreath.
It's awesome. It's pom-pom-licious.
It's... Yeah, we love pom-poms.
We do love pom-poms.
And the third one I have is the fuzzy wreath.
So you like the wreath, too.
I like the wreath.
I gotta say, the whole thing, the wreaths were really good because not only... I mean, that's great for Christmas. It's this deep red... with two different tones of green, and it's all done in pom-poms, and different size pom-poms, and made into a wreath. I think it's, if you decorate your door, if I do like that one, I would make that one.
I love that one.
I think I'm going to make that
since I'm planning to do the
pom-pom Christmas.
So I need the pom-pom wreath. So I like that.
We need pom-poms, people.
So
we need to make this happen.
I need to get my pom-pom.
I really like the pom-pom wreath.
So,
I like the wreath not only because it's really good for Christmas, you can make those for all year round. Like, they're so, the way she did them, they're like perfect for doing a spring one. If you want to do a Halloween one, you can do that same one.
I did not know. See, this is how much I know about decorating. I didn't know people hang wreaths at other time than Christmas.
Yeah. You can do a spring one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a pom-pom one.
People do, a lot of people do a fall wreath. You see a lot of, like, with foliage, like with fake foliage, so it's all nice and pretty.
See, that's why I'm not the person, you know.
My favorite wreath of all time, someone did with the water hose and gardening stuff, and
they hung
it outside. So yeah, you can do different seasons. And if you are, a lot of people like to seasonally decorate their house, that's perfect. Because I want to do a wreath inside, and I actually really like her. So
the pom-pom one?
No, I'm sorry. That was the outdoor for shizzle on my front door.
The fuzzy one is cool too, though.
I know.
Like,
that was cool.
And it only takes like two or three skeins of fun for not that many.
Do you actually knit it or do you wrap it? Don't answer that.
I did not look at the actual pattern, but it requires three skeins of fun fur.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And one styrofoam wreath, you know, so I don't
know. And that's if you have a friend that's in the wreath too, that's a really good gift.
Oh, right.
And that's
what the book is actually called. Holiday Decor and Gifts to Knit.
Yeah.
So it's all about holiday. But also what I really like, so there's 23 different patterns in there.
We have some more patterns that I love.
Oh, okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Snow.
Really?
So adorable. Too many pieces for me because I don't like doing small pieces.
Mr. and Mrs. Snow are little.
If you have kids,
how much
your kids love that?
Fun for snowman.
They're so
cute.
They
wear a hat and a jacket and the
scarf. They're adorable. They're adorable. Look at the faces.
I guess they're cute. I'm just not into this.
I know. Well, this is my favorite list, not your favorite list.
I like the wreath.
I like the Mr. and Mrs. Snow. I like the advent calendar and card holder. I thought that was really cute because I've never done one, and I've been looking at various ones. I really like advent calendars, and I really thought hers was cute that you get to use it as a card holder too. I thought that was really nice.
It's in my kitchen, that
would be perfect.
It's a fleece background, and you hang it. And you have little buttons that have the different the 24 days. And each of the buttons has a little knitted bag hanging on it. And I suppose there are little gifts in the bags. And then once you have removed the bags with the goodies, you can hang the cards.
That was really cute.
So that's pretty cool.
And then the Christmas stockings.
I really like
those.
The Christmas stockings too. The vine and the ripped stocking.
Yeah. I really, really like that one. Well, both of them, actually. I liked one better than the other one. Was way more my style, but I thought they were, I was like, oh, yeah, look at those. I like them both. I like the chevron one. I like the one with the bobble.
Yeah, that's one is a chevron type of, what are they called?
They were awesome.
What's
they're chevron, ridges.
No, the
things.
Pattern,
what are you
cables.
Doing? Those are, oh, they are cables. Oh, those are so cute.
These are cables, and the other one is
bobbles. Really,
really
cute.
And very different from me. And also the fact that she made them in like an ecru color with brown. Very different and very classy versus the typical bright
red and green. Or red and white.
And I think that's what drew me to these too. I thought they were really cute, really not in your face. It's Christmas stockings. But you, if you want to do these in red and green, you totally could.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
I think they're really pretty. And I have a fireplace now. And I was like, ooh, right, I think Bailey needs the stockings. All right. For his stuff. What's he doing?
Oh. Look at him. Check him out. No, he's right there. Look down.
She also has in the back some apparel, some wraps.
Mm-hmm. Very holiday. I'm going out.
Bag, yep. And then the last one was also very cute. It's a stocking cap and a beanie, which is really cool for kids. It's like a long
cone with the ball at the end, like the old school stocking caps. Women would wear dressing gowns to bed. So cute.
So overall,
you liked it.
It's a very nice book. My notes after this is the positive about the book is it's beautifully photographed.
Yeah.
I mean it's absolutely gorgeous. We only have the
e-copy,
but if you have the hard copy of this, very beautiful. It's good for people who love holiday decorating.
Dude, this is holiday. Your holidays will be stoked.
It's 23 patterns. Oh, and
which is a lot for a lot of stuff for holiday books.
Yeah, and it has this really cool design tips in between.
That was the first thing when we were talking about it earlier. I was like, we both wrote that down, design tips. That was like my major note. I was like, I love the design tips.
She has like
some of the patterns.
In between the patterns, a page on balance and composition or texture and balance.
But then she also talks about
decorating the Christmas tree.
Yeah, but she also talks about, you know, breaking the rules. And I've always said this, like, I'm not a rule follower, but I like to know the rules, do them a couple of times so I can break them appropriately. You know, because there's a good way and a bad way to break the rules. And I think she talks about which way your stockings should face. Like, there's a traditional way that stockings face. She's like, they don't have to face the same way if you don't want them to. And I thought it was, because a lot of people don't think about things like that. And I thought that was really cute. Yeah.
So that's the
visual.
The good thing about what I have. The negative thing, I have two negative things. And I don't know, I mean, one is negative and the positive. It's a very specific audience. You have to like decorating, which is a good thing for those people.
Or if you like giving gifts of the decorating kind.
If you have friends who like this kind of thing, perfect. For people who are not into this, it's just that, oh, it's cute, you know.
Yeah.
It's
all
beautiful.
Holidays,
yeah.
It's over my house.
The other one I have to see it. I'm sorry.
She wrote this to me in the email this morning at work. You can hear is me cackling. It was horrible.
There's one, there's a couple of patterns for little trees.
And I have to say, if what she said, like, I don't particularly agree with her on this completely, because it would freak me out if I saw something that looked like this. But go ahead and say it.
Well, there's two patterns for Christmas trees, and one is very fluffy, fuzzy. Which one is it? Hold on, I need to. Where are trees? Trees.
Definitely.
No. Ooh. Ruffle tree, bobble tree, and winged bow tree. So there's three different types of trees. And I think it is the, hold on, sorry, I need to say that. I need to have the right one. Where is it?
Unfortunately, it goes along with the theme of our podcast. This is something we always venture off on.
It's somewhere.
She's turning pages. Is that it?
No, it's not the winged bow tree. Is it the bobble tree?
It's definitely not that one.
I don't know which one. One of the trees, in my opinion, and when you see
it, this one?
I think it's in the back. Oh,
if I ever come across one that looks like that,
see,
I'm
look
running
at them here.
For the hills.
We're looking at different pictures of the trees, but there's one type of tree. I think it's the ruffle tree that sort of looks like a penis.
It does not look like peni.
It doesn't look like
there should
layered.
Be no penis with layers. You should run for the effing hills if you see a penis that has layers. Because there is not a pill that can fix that.
I don't know.
Unless that's your thing.
Anyway, so apart from penis tree.
At the very top, it does look like a penis that hasn't been circumcised. But once you get further down, that's a problem. That's a disease.
Yeah, I think it's
ignore
so
Eve on this one. It's really cute.
But
it does not
overall,
look like peni.
Apart from the penises or peni.
Yeah, I like to say peni. Like cactus. So you can't say cactuses. It's cacti.
Peni.
Peni.
Apart from the penis trees.
Horrible people.
No.
We're never going to get a book review again. Your shit look like penises. It does not look like a penis. Don't listen to her. God, dog.
No.
Everything goes back to sex with us.
Overall.
It was a great book.
A very nice book with beautiful photographs.
And that's a lot coming from us because we're not big holiday people. So.
Right.
We're being honest.
Yep.
Because if you haven't met us yet.
And,
what?
She is giving away one e-copy of the book to one of our listeners.
Word.
So we'll do a contest.
Yes.
And what we will do is,
We'll
open a thread.
Does she have?
The website. All these are listed on needleworkart.com. There is the book there. And you can see the pictures of all the pieces, all the patterns that are in there. And I think the contest should be, since it's her book, we want to have people look at her stuff.
Tell us your favorite pattern from the book and what your favorite thing is about the holidays.
And
if you don't celebrate Christmas.
Looks like a penis.
And if the tree looks like a penis. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, bring on the Kwanzaa Hanukkah, man. Like, I love all holidays in the winter. I don't decorate, but I will come to your house and freaking eat your food on Christmas and make. No mistake.
All right, so go to her website.
And I celebrate Passover with my Jewish friends because I love matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball, yum.
So yum, had some last night.
Okay, so contest. Go to her
website,
needleworkarts.com.
Tell us what you
like.
Tell us
which one is your favorite design from the book. Tell us what your favorite part of the holidays. And tell us if the tree looks like a penis.
Horrible people.
We'll open a thread for this.
Awesome.
And
from that, we'll pick a, what you call it?
Random generator.
Yep.
And one entry per person. No chattering on the thread, please. And
I will be crazy Nazi about that, too. And I will delete your chatter.
And we will randomly pick somebody at, 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Okay. Next podcast. We'll close the thread in 2 weeks or so.
And you'll have more than enough time to make awesome stuff.
Yeah. So that's the book.
That was fun. That was our first official review from someone who wrote something, and we get to have a contest.
Yay!
And because this is a contest and there is a prize, like Eve is the sweet mommy where she wants, you know, everyone to have fun and she likes to bend
those
rules.
Yeah, I'm like a pushover.
She's a pushover. I was raised by a single black mother. I take zero shit.
Okay. I got the Nazi here.
I take zero, so I'm all about fun. Trust me, my God. I'm the loudest, rowdiest person in any group I'm involved in. But I do want this to be fair, and that's my only thing.
So
no chatter.
Please, no chatter on the thread. We'll just delete any chatter out of the. We can do that. We're the moderators.
Woo! Power! Let's abuse it!
So, and I'll keep everybody updated on that pom pom rock. Wreath.
Yeah. And if you donate pom poms, we can make more wreaths and it'll be awesome. You have to do that now. Sweetheart, I'm making that.
Which one?
Mary? Yeah, babe. Yeah, I'm totally making that pom pom.
The pom pom wreath?
Yeah, that's going to be
it's
awesome.
So cool. It's very cool.
Because I'm going to paint my door too. That's going to be cool. Even though a little bit likes to scratch on it.
Where do you get a styrofoam wreath?
Michael's.
Okay.
If we have to, we'll have to go downtown. Wah, wah.
Oh,
horrible.
No.
We'll have to go downtown and go
Michael
shopping.
Michael Levine. Oh,
horrible.
Man.
Yeah.
Garment District.
Awful.
Oh,
ooh, and then we'll have to go to Syrup and have dessert for lunch.
I've never been to Syrup.
Oh my God. It's a dessert restaurant.
Oh.
Apparently they serve food, but it's like, out of like a 5-6 page menu, there's like one page of food.
There's one hamburger, hot dog, and french fries.
No, it's all like, what you call it? And what they do, that's not a dessert, is like they have a Gouda and pear, a sandwich on cinnamon and raisin bread.
Ooh.
Yeah, but they are known for their burnt sugar, not burnt sugar, caramelized sugar waffles.
And they're known for people like being picked up by the ambulance with heart attacks.
Pretty much. And it's super inexpensive.
Awesome.
The first time I went, I had a lemon the blueberry lemon drop waffle and an Italian soda, and I think it cost my friend Brian, my food husband, $6.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheap date.
I was such a cheap date that night. Every time I go, I've gotten out of there. My friend Trista and I went, she had a bigger waffle than I did, and we both had sodas. I had a soda, she had a green tea fanciness, and I think it cost me like $12 for the both of us, $12, $13. So good. It is so good.
Let's go. How late are they open?
To like midnight.
Make it 9:30.
It's so good, but you have to stand
around.
Where
is it in downtown?
It's off of Spring and 6.
Okay.
It's downtown LA.
Parking hell.
There's a parking lot. If you park next door, it's freaking $15 on a Saturday night, okay?
Right.
Which is ridiculous. If you go during the day, like I've been on a Saturday afternoon, it's like $5. Mm-hmm. I usually park, there's a parking lot down the street, and I just walk over. So it's the part that they've like totally.
Right.
What used to be
nice
Skid Row that they made really nice, and it's driving distance from my Golden. So,
oh,
it's so good. It's so good.
We have to plan an outing.
Horrible. We're gonna have to go shopping for materials and crafty stuff and the dessert restaurant. So horrible. I'm so sad. Aren't you sad?
I am horrified and
devastated.
Depressed. Oh,
shucks. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
All right, what else do we have? Shout out to Kim
from
Craft
Stash.
It is a video podcast. She has written us some really nice comments about the podcast.
And she has awesome hair.
Actually, thank you very much. Many people, I've gotten so much feedback. People like us.
People like us.
Why?
And we were concerned because we were just convinced that we thought we were our...
We'll be like Howard Stern. Nobody will like us because
we have potty
mouth.
We have potty mouth. And we think we're funny, but we hang out. And we
right.
like each other. So
we have...
We think we're hilarious.
Yeah.
See? We laugh at each other all
but
the time.
Funny. That wall is yellow. So we didn't know if anybody else
something
would
clearly wrong with us
like this, but there are a couple of people out there.
You guys have been
really
so
weird.
Sweet and so nice. You guys knit and crochet up a freaking
storm. Yes. That's
holy crap.
But, anyways, coming back to Kim,
awesome.
Craft Stash, she's got a video podcast. I really enjoyed that podcast.
Yeah.
She's
big
one. You know, I have three categories. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yes, she does. I listen
to
like
four. A lot.
And that
may
be counting us.
I have three categories. One is my absolute favorite, and she's in those because these are the ones that whenever a new one comes out, I'm like, oh, gotta listen to this. I want to hear this. Then there are the ones that are good, the good ones where it's like, okay, if I skip an episode here or there, but I still enjoy the podcast, you know. And then there are the sleepers,
which
I'm subscribed to. You know why? Because, and this is horrible, but I'm a
horrible
person. in the morning, I get up at 5 o'clock, and then,
five
o'clock, then I go to the living room quietly and listen to podcasts for half an hour, and I doze off, and I listen, and I like to listen to the sleepers podcast because they're so monotone, and the voice is nice.
You are such a horrible person.
I know.
You're
going
to burn
really,
in podcast hell.
No, but they're really nice to listen to because they talk about yarn, but it's not like not like us. I could not listen to us at 5 in the morning. I'd be like, oh my God, turn this off.
It's
you know?
Too vicious. Jesus,
right.
It's so pitchy.
I need the monotone.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's a couple that I can't listen to all the time at work.
I can only
listen
to them in the morning in my sleepy time, you know, when
Well, I know which one too. I know one of the ones that
but
we both feel that way
there's
about.
There's many of those out there, you know, but it's not, and there are some that I'm not subscribed to because I just can't stand the podcast. But that's, I think that's it's a personality
that's
thing. World,
you are not in that category. You freaking crack me up.
but I mean, I listen to so many podcasts, you know. That's,
because there
I
are
like
some podcasts, and
some
I think
awesome
the,
ones
the
out
Fat
there.
Squirrel is one of them where
it's
I listen
funny.
To her. Like, you know, in the office, I'm like, ha, 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 ha. I'm sorry, she's hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. I do that too, oh my God. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
And I listen to her in the car, and I have it's a video podcast. Don't repeat this and don't do that at home. It's a video podcast.
Call the cops.
I put the iPhone into my console, and I sort of glance over every so often. It's not illegal.
Yes, it is.
It's so not.
You should not be watching a video while you're effing driving.
I'm not watching the video. Just glance over when, you know, I'm in traffic.
Semantics.
But it's not illegal. Because you are allowed to have, like, the videos for the kids and all that stuff.
It's behind you when it's for the kids. Holy crap. Piss me off and call the cops on you.
I'm not living while driving like Kim.
Yep. We called you out on that one. Straight knitting and driving. I don't give a shit. That is horrible. But yeah, we actually have, I think, podcasters listen to other podcasters. It's not a weird thing. But there are definitely, I think.
No, there's many podcasters who listen to other podcasts.
I have a group of six that I listen to pretty regularly, and I'm very upset when they don't record on time. I'm like, why haven't they recorded? Where are they?
I have a group of, like, I don't know, I have like 2,000 podcasts downloaded, episodes downloaded.
By the way, that six included us. Just so you know.
But I have also non-yarn podcasts, so I have to say that.
I don't have any non-yarn podcasts.
There's the Answer Bitch. She's funny. She talks about all the Hollywood gossip and stuff.
Oh, man.
Totally cool. And then there is Betty in the Sky. She's a stewardess who tells her stories about what's going on.
Oh, I gotta write that
cool.
down. Betty in the Sky.
Yeah, we'll put a link for her.
Hi, sweetness. Actually, you want to link some of our favorite podcasts?
Sure. We'll make a list and put them out there. Betty in the Sky and Answer Bitch. It's really hard. I like so many.
Hey, sweet face.
I also like Chain and Chan Knit Funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
They also have language, so watch it, you know.
But yeah, we've gotten some really, really nice reviews. You guys have been so nice.
Thank you.
And it makes our day. Like, if I see one first, usually Eve sees them first and we send them to each other. We're like, oh my God, when we should be working, clearly. But we see them and it totally makes our day because you guys are awesome.
And also, thank you for posting all your pets.
Adorable.
Love them. Love the horses.
Horses. You see the horses?
The horse needs a headband. The one on the left in the photo has really long bangs.
Uh-huh.
It's a headband. I'll make a headband for the horse. I just don't know how big is a horse's head.
I don't know. I have an 18-pound dog.
It's probably the size of your dog.
And
the
I love
his hands.
He's a colossal horse. But I love how people send him messages. Like,
right.
Was it Banjo?
Hi,
sweetheart.
So, and then I have one more little
story.
I love
this old man look. He looks like this.
Crazy woman.
What do you do?
I have one last story from the office today.
Okay.
I have one of my home pages on one of the browsers that I use is the Austrian newspaper, the big Austrian newspaper, because I,
which
whenever
is called?
Kronenzeitung, whatever, it's just a newspaper. It's a legit paper.
And I'm assuming they have legit newspapers in
they
Austria.
Do.
In the village.
And I just, basically, I have this as my homepage so I can skim through the headlines just to see what's going on. And I don't really read it or anything, I just look at the headlines. So today, I saw a headline saying, the new young farmer's calendar for 2013 is out.
The calendar.
Well, it's a calendar. I'm like, young farmers, young Austrian farmers.
I like how she relates them to, what'd you call them? The
farmer.
They're the pool boys of Austria.
The pool boys of Austria. The farmers are the pool boys of Austria. So I open it up and the computer got stuck. And I had this picture up and I'm like, oh my God, off, go away. And it froze.
I'd fake that out.
So basically, the computer got stuck on a naked guy who's showing us his rear end and who's holding
a pig
over
his shoulder.
Maybe we should hold him
close. You might want to be careful opening this up at work. I'm just saying.
We'll put that on the bottom of
but
the...
But holy cow, I
so
am not
I'm
mad.
Sitting there at work with my computer stuck on the young farmer and his pig. And I'm like, crap.
And his bare ass.
And so nobody came by and I finally got it away from my screen. But I was like breaking out in sweat there for a minute. I'm like, this is not appropriate for work.
This is what we would call at work. Wow, that actually is red zone. We actually have a green, yellow... No, was it yellow, orange, red rating of things? So
is
you
this
could,
red?
Yeah, his butt cheeks are showing.
Yeah, but it's not front.
At work, this is not okay. Even I have to say it's not okay for work. They sent us, I know we're over a minute, but this one's pretty good. So they sent us to, we have a lot of training because it's a very mixed cultural job because it's a Japanese company and it's very different culture. And, you know, so we have, one of the things we have is a harassment training. It's not just sexual harassment. Right. It's all types of training. And so we're, I'm bitching about having to go. I'm like, stop licking the chair, creepy puppy. I make the comment to my boss. I go, look, I'm very aware that I'm inappropriate at work. I don't need someone to tell me this, okay? So I come back from the training. He makes me go. I have to go. I go. I come back from the training, and I have a look on my face of, like, I'm just horrified. I'm horrified. My boss goes, how was I? I go, how I haven't been fired from every job I've ever had for some sort of harassment. I do not know. And he goes, and my coworker sitting next to me is a guy, right? He goes, what do you mean? I go, I called you a dirty whore the other day because he showed me a picture of some slut whore dancing on his coffee table at some party.
Both of you.
Yeah, so whatever we do, they told us, you know, if you don't feel comfortable telling someone, hey, you can't talk to me like that because that's harassment. Because some people aren't, because I'll call you on your shit and I've had to do that. Some people just aren't that.
Right.
You know, they get embarrassed. They don't know what to say.
Right.
And so they gave me a skill saying, you know, I feel that's in the orange zone and I don't feel that's appropriate. And it just kind of gave them a safe way. Of saying
oh,
that.
They give you songs?
Huh? No songs.
No songs? Different songs?
Yeah, so it's like, it's like if something's out of line, you can say, I feel that's in the orange zone or if that's in the red zone. And, it's, and everyone knows what that means. They say, I am uncomfortable. What you said is inappropriate. Right. I'm constantly walking that line. Okay? So
young farmer boy would be the red zone.
That would totally be red zone. My favorite comment here lately that has been inappropriate, I walked over to my coworker. I owed her $30. She bought the one of my Stitch dictionaries that we need to look for your Stitch in. And she bought it for me because I wanted it without shipping, blah, blah, blah. So she did it for me and I had over $30. So I had a 20 and 10 ones. And I walk over to her desk. I go, okay, look, I go, you have an option. I can. Do you know what making it rain is?
No.
When you go to a strip joint, you throw
oh,
the money
right.
up.
Okay.
I go, I can either hand this to you or I can make it rain up in here. Now, what she should have said, had she been, you know, the type of girl that got offended by it, which she's not.
She would have said
friend,
orange.
She would have said this was an orange, just making me uncomfortable. Her response was, nah, I'm too tired to pick all that shit up to sand it to me. Not that it's inappropriate, you know. But this would, I mean, don't get me wrong, smoking hot. But yeah, you shouldn't open this at work.
Well, it's the pig that's so disturbing. I'm
yeah,
like,
having a pig over his shoulder is a little unnerving. I'm not going to lie.
Austrian Farm Boys calendar.
It's your crazy village.
Young farmers, that's what it's called.
But I have the crazy need to travel to Austria right now.
All right. An hour and 6 minutes, we're over because we had to talk about Austrian Farm Boys.
Oh, and by the way, we have a listener from Germany named Brigitte.
Hello, Brigitte.
Oh, I love that name. That just tickles me to no freaking end. I love you, dude. God, say it again.
Brigitte.
Oh, I love it. I even
Brigitte.
Wrote it down.
Is it with an A in the end or
yeah.
E? Oh, Brigitte.
Love that.
Cool name.
Even the dog's happy.
Yay.
I just like to say that because I'm weird.
Hour 7.
It's great.
We're out of here. Have a wonderful week.
Have a great 2 weeks, y'all. Love you guys.
Music.
Bring on the heat.
That's our old music. Let's play this one. That's not
very
loud. Come on. The music is not playing.
We have severe.
Alright, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's confusing.
Barbecue. Great. What? Oh, we should go to the blues section. Those are so much more funner.
Funner. My mother is cringing from heaven. She hates. She's like, you said more. You said the ER. You don't need the
more
repeat.
Funner.
Not him in the face.
Okay, now we're going to repeat. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.